Actually, we'll be interviewing as a team.
We're here to fuck shit up.
When you bring me out, can you introduce me as
Jake
Stewart?
And I'm Matt.
And this is the Nuclear Fridge.
It's completely insane. You guys are idiots.
Do you have nuclear weapons?
In the fridge.
Is that nuclear waste?
This whole fridge is a joke.
Honey, you are a regular nuclear meltdown.
You and I are not so different.
Stupid fridge guys.
Well, to each his own.
Go to school, boys.
So, Stuart, is there a death you wanted to bring up on this episode?
You're such a dick. Go ahead, Matt.
We're moving on. Stuart.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this? I was telling Jake about this. We had a real good time. I think this is probably the funniest news story to come out in years.
Oh, yeah?
It is the news story of the year. Okay. So there's a teacher in Montreal. He's a high school teacher of like 12, 13-year-old boys and girls. And I think he's an art teacher. I think you'd have to be an art teacher at that age. But basically, he was taking all of these kids' art that they would do for projects and then sell it on Etsy.
Oh, and
and then the kids found out about it and they were like, this is fucked up, he needs to stop.
And the parents figured out about it, right?
The kids were like looking on Etsy. So the funny thing is I was just laughing at this because like I was telling Jake,
did he get reprimanded?
Well, we'll get there, but I was like, oh, he's just selling the artwork of these kids and people are buying it, which is fucking hilarious.
I think that's smart.
He had almost 3,000 items on Etsy that contained the art of these
kids. I like to imagine just like, it's just art class every day. Like,
he's like, hey, all right,
who wants to make one of their favorite things in the world?
Yeah.
It'll be
fun. And then I don't even know if he's selling the prints, but he's selling like, here is this design on a tote bag, on a t-shirt, on a hat.
It's little girl, I need you to draw Taylor Swift for me.
Oh, dude, it's so fucking funny. I learned that recently, that it was actually him putting their art on like mugs and shit and selling it. And I thought it was ingenious. I thought it was,
I want to know,
they should be,
I want to know how much is this man.
Honestly,
like, is that pretty lucrative? Like, teachers get paid shit, at least in the United States. Maybe they get paid better in Canada, but you know,
no, they don't.
Yeah, so you know, I mean, you put,
I say, nice hustle.
Put those kids to work.
Agreed.
Teach if anything, make a
pay
like.
Teachers properly.
If anything, make if he wants to include the kids to some degree, give them like a buck for each thing they sell of their art.
Well, yeah, they're students. They get the education. That's what they get.
Yeah, I mean, but sure. Even like, you know, a buck is like nothing to him, I'm sure, but it'd be a lot to these kids. They would not, you know, maybe be like, hey, don't tell your parents, just take this money.
It's like the NCAA football and basketball leagues. You don't get paid, you get education.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't think there's anything inherent. I mean, what otherwise what? It gets put on a board and thrown out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is like, stuff people and listen. If anyone's going to get punished, the sickos that are buying it off of Etsy are probably people we need to watch out for.
It's probably moms, dude.
You think moms are just like...
I can't imagine perverts I'm going to go to Etsy and look for kid art.
No. Of course they're not looking up kid art because it's not being sold as kid art. It's being sold as legitimate art.
Oh, he's claiming he did these designs?
Yeah, he's...
Oh, I thought he was like selling them like, oh, this is... Like, hey, this is art done by students.
No, he is saying that this is art that I did, and I'm selling it, and weirdo art people are
How
like, this
are
is so
kids?
Good. So I thought it was funnier when I thought that they were like 5 years old, but they're actually 12 and 13 years old in that range.
12 and 13. So, I don't know. I would say...
Listen, the drawings look like 5-year-old drawings.
Well, then if he's wanting to claim his art looks like that of a 5-year-old, I say good on him. Let him keep doing it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've basically
everyone's like, oh my god, he's claiming it's his own art, and then you look at it and it's like, you know, children's drawings. It's like, yeah. Okay, well, like, but it's not like he's like
art people
putting
are.
Out like a Mona Lisa print being like, I made this.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. That's a good point, Stuart. And I like Jake's point of teachers don't get paid enough, so they're forced to do stuff like this.
Yeah. Side hustle, hey, man. You don't want that to happen, then pay teachers better.
That's a good point.
Basic is economics he, or something.
So is he? Did he get reprimanded? Is he in trouble?
I think he is in the... I think like the school board was like, we are horrified.
He's in
and
jail.
I'm like, are you really horrified? I'd be like, damn, all right.
Horrified?
I mean, we got to do something, but
what's
I ain't
horrifying about it?
I just like the idea of these kids every day. But Mr. So-and-so, I'm tired of art class. Too bad, keep working.
Did I say that it was easy to make
art? We got
art?
Another shipment of mugs.
Art is pain.
God, dude.
Yeah, I say good on them, honestly. As long as the 3, kids are 000. Doing... If it's like, you know, if it's like a kid like just doing art class... Dude, you know how I'd fucking kill to be just killing time at school fucking painting?
Yeah, it's not,
like,
it's not a
if,
bad...
If my teacher was just randomly like, hey, guys, every day we're going to do one painting. I'd sure. I'll take forever on mine. It'd be great. It'll be fun.
So yeah, perfect. You know what? He can make money off of
here's
it. He'll
a,
let us
here's
do this.
Here's an outline of my hand with a turkey head. Enjoy it. And you can put it on a tote bag. There you go.
And he's like, this is an adult man's art.
Buy well, it. I meant if I was a kid. I mean, look, if I was a child and I heard that my... teacher was selling my art online. If anything, I'd be honored.
I'd want to cut. I would actually want to cut.
I'd want to cut, but I'm just saying, I would I'd not be like, tell wow, him. He thought it was good enough to sell.
Especially if I was 12 or 13, you know? Like,
if I was really young.
If I was 5 or whatever, sure, you know, I probably wouldn't even clock it. I'd be like, well, that's okay. I like finger painting, so that's fine. But, you know, at 12, I'm like, man, I want to get some V-Bucks, you know? I don't know. Yeah. Is that what kids buy? V-Bucks still? Fortnite's dead?
Yeah, V-Bucks.
Shit, Matt and I have bought V-Bucks.
I might be done buying V-Bucks.
I don't think you are.
Well, I mean, I don't know who else they could release in Fortnite to make me go, I need to buy
Lady
more.
Gaga. Well, Lady Gaga is coming to it. But no, they're going to release one day like Paul Giamatti from the holdover. He's going to be like, I have to buy this.
That is true.
That would get Matt back.
That would get him back.
Bradley Cooper and his big ass nose from Maestro. And I'm going to be like, damn, I need to buy that.
Or just character. His fake nose.
Oh, just the nose. For back bling. It could just be back bling for anybody.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper's
God,
nose
dude.
From Maestro.
That's what's great. These artists, they give us these gifts. They give us children's art to sell on Etsy. They give us characters in Fortnite. It's great artists in this world.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of great artists, I saw Maestro the other day.
And I'm sure. I told you I saw it a long time ago. I wanted to get your opinion. Do you listen to when we talk?
I remember. I kind of remember that, yeah.
And I said, like, it's definitely worth watching, at least for Carey Mulligan.
I'm also the first person to have seen Past Lives here.
That's not true at all.
Okay, no, I'm the last
I also
to have seen
told
past
you
lives.
To see that.
Yeah. Maestro was all right. I thought
like,
it was good.
Yeah, like, that's my thing with it, too. It's like, for the people that are coming out, like, oh, Bradley Cooper, like, whatever, like, Oscar bait shit, like... It was a fine movie. It wasn't bad.
Yeah,
it wasn't
I thought Bradley Cooper is. I think Bradley Cooper's a great director, actually.
Yeah, it's very well directed.
That's what I get coming out of it.
I didn't know
Carey Carey Mulligan is.
Carey Mulligan's great. Yeah. Brad Pitt, man, I lost a little bit of respect for Brad Pitt. I love Brad Pitt, and I will always love Brad Pitt. But he was at some awards show, and he made this joke that I swear I've heard before at an awards show, and I'm pretty sure it was used about a woman-directed movie that was nominated for lots of awards except for director. And he made a joke. He said, Bradley Cooper, he's up for Best Picture and Best Actor. I guess the movie directed itself. And it's like, Brad, you know how this works. Like...
Yeah,
like you know how the Oscars works, Bradley Pitt.
You were offended by that?
Sorry,
you were offended by that?
No, I was like, why is he offended by it?
Are you Snowflake? What's going on here?
No, I'm wondering why Brad Pitt is a snowflake.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, you know why?
I haven't seen that movie. I don't think I will see it. Something about it just bugs me.
It's you know what? Its length is like why I was like, yeah, I'll see it. Like I was, if it was like 3 hours long, I don't think I could live it. But I thought it was really well made. I didn't get much else from it. Brad Cooper, he does this accent that I was like, oh, he must have sounded like that. And then I look up Leonard Bernstein, and he did not sound that crazy. Like he had that general accent, but he just sounded like a normal person. But Bradley Cooper's like, I am a Leonard Bernstein, and it comes off. It reminds me of Rami Malek as Freddie Mercury, where he had like this soup.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that.
It wasn't that bad, but it was leaning towards like SNL impersonation of a real person. It was a little weird.
Yeah, I mean, while we're talking about this, can I actually bring up something from last week's episode briefly that I want to address?
Briefly. All right.
Because
you gotta
live
without regrets, dude.
I didn't realize the extent of it. No, because I was curious about it. Because after I finished it, I was like, yeah, let me see what that guy actually did do. I think it's really shitty how Nick Pizzolatto has been like calling out the new season of True Detective.
Well,
I didn't realize it's as bad as it is, because I thought like, oh, maybe he made just a little remark that he wasn't a fan of it being connected. But like when the show ended, he was like liking things, saying how like the season ruined the show and stuff like that. I'm like, that's pretty shitty.
And for the viewer, Nick Pizzolatto is the guy who like started True Detective.
Or Pizzolatto, yeah.
Yeah, he wrote season one and has been like showrunner since then or something like that.
I think
that.
He wrote season two also.
Did he write season two?
I maybe don't, maybe, okay, maybe not.
Because if anything ruined True Detective, it was season two.
Well, yeah, it's just like one of those things where I'm like, yeah, I didn't know he was like actually like slamming it. Like it's not bad enough to just be slamming it.
His
like,
name's in the credits too. I'm sure he gets royalties from it. Two.
Yeah. So yeah, I just wanted to kind of correct it because I didn't really know I just thought like he maybe made a remark, but then like when I looking more into it, I was like, Jesus, that's pretty shitty.
Yeah, I heard about that. I did see the last episode of True Detective, and it was okay. But yeah, I didn't think it was that bad. Like, I didn't really dislike it, but I didn't think it was that good either.
I was like in the middle with it. Like, yeah. There's things in it I liked.
Jodie Foster's
things I didn't
incredible.
Like Jodie Foster's, yeah, is great.
Carries the weight of that TV show on her back.
I mean, the cast in general was really good. It's just like I think it got hurt by that 6-episode format.
I don't think a couple more episodes would have made that better.
Well, the reveal, it wouldn't have helped for sure.
Would it have been better as like a 2-hour movie?
Yes, without
yeah,
question.
Probably.
But to do it in the show format, it did. I don't know. I could have used a little bit more of stuff with Jodie Foster and her partner's good. I can't think of her name at the moment, the fighter, but she was good in it as well.
Yeah.
It's just the thing with me, which I think because I guess that's really spoilery, but I was hoping the season was going to a certain direction, but then realized it couldn't go in that direction. And I was disappointed at that. Because I think that the idea of having a show that you can have each season be like a detective. I mean, I guess technically this season there's not even detectives, but like, I think, the concept of having a different season of different, like, you know, killers and having different leads, like figuring everything out, like I think that's a cool setup for an anthology series.
Yeah,
but I don't think they should connect them so heavily either. Not like this one's like super connected to season one. It's not as much as some people say. I mean, they did connect it, but I think it'd be cool to not have to stay in the same genre and realm.
Yeah,
I think that limits it.
The connections to season one felt kind of pointless too. Like I thought it would build something and it just really
didn't. They 100%
were. It was just like, okay,
but
you're just like saying lines here that people recognize. Like literally when a character says time is a flat circle, I was like,
it's like, I remember that.
Yeah. All in my head, I was just say the line Bart, like from Simpsons. I was like, there it is. They said it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just happy they didn't bring back like a you know, a Matthew McConaughey.
I know. I was like so worried.
That's what I was worried about. And they didn't do that.
Episode 6 would just start with like slow reveal Matthew McConaughey's in Alaska or whatever. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. He's got like a new spiral face tattoo.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, no. But no, I just thought, because I spoke kind of lightly about it, thinking maybe he just made a comment that he wasn't a fan that they connected it, which I think's fair when you wrote it, when you write a show, that maybe you're not like the biggest fan of something, but oh, yeah, man. If you're like making money and shit off it, that's pretty that's pretty rough. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, I saw Perfect Days.
Oh man,
I really want to see it.
It was showing that anywhere around me.
It was very good. It's not very plot heavy at all. There's not like really a story to it necessarily. It is just a vibes movie, I guess you could say.
I'm good with vibes movies.
Yeah, there is like narrative threads and stuff that are followed up on, and like it is mostly just like character study of a guy who cleans toilets in Tokyo. And I kept expecting like drama to happen, not in like a good way, not in like a bad way. Like I was like, where's the drama here? But like, there's so many situations where other movies would just start turning this into drama, but this movie didn't. It just kind of kept that sort of lighter feel to it, but really great acting, really well shot. And phenomenal ending in my opinion, with some great music, some truly beautiful scenes. Definitely give it a watch if you can. I think it's up there, probably top 10 of my favorite movies of, I guess, technically 2023, right? Because it came out in 2023.
But did it come out in 2023?
Pretty sure it did, because it got nominated for Best Foreign Film.
Oh, okay.
It was Japan's pick.
Yeah, it was Japan's pick.
If it was not released in the U.S., I will consider it new.
All right.
Well, it's always like those silly, like, it was released in festivals in 2022.
I mean, I just watched a movie that came out, like, apparently, like, 2 years ago in another country, so.
Well,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that shit happens.
Well, anyway.
I look forward to seeing it.
Give it a try to see it if you can. I don't think you necessarily need to see it in theaters. It was nice seeing it in theaters. But it's it's probably tough to find in movie theaters, because the place it was playing in San Francisco, it was only playing in one theater, and it was in Japantown in San Francisco. And I'm pretty sure it was only this past week or these past 2 weeks. So, you know, I don't think you're going to find it at a ton of theaters.
I haven't found it at any near me. I looked for it after last time you brought it up to just kind of see if there was anywhere playing in it. And it wasn't even at like some of the Santa Barbara ones. Like it was nowhere.
No, that's surprising.
I was bummed. I know.
Are there any big movies that were part of the nominations that you guys haven't seen yet that you need to see? Or have you seen them all?
Yeah. I never saw Anatomy of a Fall. Never saw Zone of Interest.
Yeah, I'm missing those too.
Well, I was going to say that for the big American films, aside from like animation, I've seen them all now. Maestro was the last one.
I don't know about the other. I'd have to see. Oh no, because I didn't see May December.
May December's great. That's nominated for one thing.
Yeah, though, I don't think it got a lot of attention.
What were the other best pictures for the American films?
The best pictures, we got American Fiction.
Didn't see that.
Anatomy of a Fall.
Didn't see that.
Barbie. Okay. The Holdovers.
Okay.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Okay.
Maestro. Oppenheimer. Okay. Past Lives. Poor Things and The Zone of Interest.
So I haven't seen three of those.
Yeah, I haven't seen four. I haven't seen Zone of Interest, the first two you said, and was it American Maestro. Fiction and Maestro. So yeah, four.
Anatomy of a Fall. I liked all of these movies, obviously to varying degrees, but like Zone of Interest is like one of my favorite movies. It's up there with like Killers of the Flower Moon in terms of like these could be my favorite movies of all time. Like these are really good movies.
Really?
God damn. Yeah, The Zone of Interest is fucking great. I really fucking enjoyed it. American Fiction is fun. I think it could have been better. So I don't know if you can know what it's about, Jake.
I do.
All right. Well, I don't know if you know what it's about, Stuart.
I do.
But... All right. Well,
yeah, let's move on.
To the listener, I don't know if you guys know what it's about, but it's about a black author who is frustrated that his books that are just stories that don't necessarily have to do with his race or his upbringing or his experience aren't getting published, while like other black authors are writing books that are seemingly pandering to an audience, specifically like a white audience that wants like black suffering and stuff like that in their books, like poor black experiences basically. And so he writes one as a joke and it becomes like the most popular book in America. And he's also dealing with like family life, but like nothing, they don't really come together. And I feel like it should have, like the two sides should have come together and it could have been a little more fun, a little funnier, little more interesting, but yeah, it's still good. There's a really funny moment where he's watching TV and it's like a commercial for like, Black Movie Month, and it's like showing the diversity of black creators and black actors, and it's like every scene is literally a black guy getting shot by the cops, but like the movie channel is like patting itself on the back, being like, yeah, it's diverse, and it's just the same gang banging movie over and over again. I really liked it. I think it's a funny movie. But Anatomy of a Fall is fucking awesome too. Like, that's a really good movie. Jake, I think you'd love Anatomy of a Fall.
Yeah, a lot of people have been telling me I need to see it.
Editors, that is a movie that editors would love, because it does some fun stuff with the editing. Really well made movie. But I don't know. I think we should do like an Oscars prediction episode.
Let's do it now. Fuck it.
We're doing it now.
We got 40 minutes to kill. What else do you want to talk about?
All right. Do you guys want to do our nominations for who we think are going to win the Oscars?
I mean, I guess Stuart and I haven't seen everything, so maybe it's not. But I feel like I normally don't see everything, and I do this anyway.
Stuart, yeah. Do you want to do this now or later?
I mean, we can do it now. I don't imagine I'm going to be seeing, unless those movies come to streaming soon, I don't think I'm going to be seeing them.
Yeah, I know Poor Things comes to streaming at the end of February, so I bet they will. I bet they will. I bet they'll all come to streaming eventually. But let's.
Before we get into this, though, I just want to say, I'm really glad that Hillary Clinton acknowledged the fact that Greta Gerwig and. and Margot Robbie didn't get as many nominations as they should have.
Thank God, Hill.
Honestly, they should be grateful. Barbie's like actually pretty like. Doesn't it have like 9 nominations? Like 8 or 9?
It's got a lot. And also, Margot Robbie was nominated because she's the producer on the film anyway, which is probably. I think we've talked about this before on the podcast, but that's probably a more valuable Oscar to have. I mean, not that you know, like. Anyway, thank God for Hillary Clinton. What would we do without her? Standing up for injustices like no one else.
It's true. Because you got a Pokemon go to the polls.
Not quite, but yeah, you were
close.
Didn't
she say that?
Yeah, she did. You added an extra word there.
Nah, well, fuck it.
All right, Matt, you got the list up?
All right. I did. I've made a...
are you going to screen share?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I don't know what all this is. One second. There's like... I'm stealing someone's like template for Oscars. I think it's like an Oscar movie. Like, hey, have you seen this?
We credit you.
Yeah, I don't know who it was. It was some person on Reddit. They made a thing that was like, here's... a list of stuff to make sure that you've seen all the movies before Oscar night. So I'm just going to delete all these numbers, and then we can start. Cause like they're tracking if you've seen it, right? Not, anything else. And because they are just giving us the categories, that's why I'm stealing it from them. It's from Jazzy JJU from Reddit.
Thank you, Jazzy.
All right.
Do you guys see it?
I see it. Are you going to... We should
zoom in?
Like put our names next to our guesses, yeah, and then yeah, we yeah. can see who got like the closest here.
Yeah, man. And we'll go over it the day after the Oscars, which is sometime in March. All right. For Best Original Screenplay, we have Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Maestro, May December, and Past Lives.
The Holdovers.
What do you think The Holdovers is going to win Best Original?
We're just saying what we think will win, not our favorite.
What we think. I mean, you can say your favorite, too, if you want, but the more important thing is, what do you think will win?
I feel like The Holdovers, unfortunately, won't get anywhere near the Best Picture, so I'd probably say Holdovers as well. I feel like this would be the one they give it to be like, it got something.
I think Anatomy of a Fall might win, though. But I'm going to go with The Holdovers.
I can't.
No, come on, Matt.
I could see. Well, Past Lives is up for Best Picture, too. I could see Past Lives maybe getting it. But
I think Past Lives is my personal pick here. But I think Holdovers will win.
Yeah, I think
Past Lives is deserving of anything that it gets nominated for, which it got snubbed, in my opinion. If people want to, you know what, Hillary Clinton? You should have called out for Greta Lee. You bitch.
Yeah.
Celine Song, you mean?
Greta Lee didn't get nominated either. Yes, but Celine Song as well.
Yeah, I actually think it's fucked up. I think Greta Lee was better than Margot Robbie and Annette Bening, to be completely fucking honest. All right. So we all think it's The Holdovers.
I'm gonna apologize for the fuck you, because I don't want to be murdered.
All right, we're moving on. Best adapted screenplay.
Can we cut it?
No.
No.
Best adapted.
You guys are so rude. You don't even care about your friend's life.
Best adapted screenplay, American Fiction, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, The Zone of Interest.
I have been drinking gin as an apology to the listeners.
Honestly, I don't really know. My guess would be Zone of Interest.
I'd go from what I've seen, Poor Things.
Dude, I hate Google Sheets so much. You're going to say Poor Things, Stuart?
I'll say Poor Things for that one, yeah.
I'm going to go Poor Things as well.
I don't think Poor Things will win Best Picture.
I'll do Zone of Interest.
All right, Jake's going to do Zone of Interest. Best visual effects, we've got The Creator.
Better be Godzilla. Godzilla.
Hey, can you let me read them?
Oh, sorry.
The Creator, Godzilla Minus One, Guardians of the Galaxy, Mission Impossible, Napoleon.
I apologize.
It's okay. I'm gonna say Godzilla.
Do you want to be Godzilla too, Stu?
I said Godzilla, yeah.
Okay. See how this is getting fucked up now, this fucking spreadsheet that I stole from someone.
they made it that way.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with, you know, I don't care about this fucking thing, so I'm just gonna put mine and Godzilla 2, because that's the one I'd want.
What do you mean you don't care about this fucking thing? You wanted to do this.
No, I don't care about that award.
Oh, you should, because it's the only thing Godzilla is nominated for, which is stupid. Again.
All right. Best sound, The Creator, Maestro, Mission Impossible, Oppenheimer, The Zone of Interest.
I haven't seen it, but Zone of Interest.
I mean, I'd say Oppenheimer.
I'm gonna put up for Oppenheimer too, but I think The Zone of Interest should win it. Best live action short,
don't know.
The After, Invincible, Knight of Fortune, Red, White, and Blue, The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar.
Have we seen any of these? We should just skip it.
I'll just say the Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar, because I love that name.
Yeah, that's Wes Anderson's short film, so he's gonna win.
Boom! There you go. I'm happy. Good name.
Best animated short, Letter to a Pig, 95 Senses, Our Uniform, Pachyderm, War is Over.
Letter to a Pig, because I think that's a funny concept.
I think we should skip these. Oh, crap.
We're doing them. Stuart, I'm putting mine in War is Over, because that's a John Lennon thing, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, what are you doing, Jake?
I didn't know John Lennon's involved.
This
could be the decider. Our Uniform,
because I bet it's like a World War II thing, and and people love that.
I think it's actually a drag race RuPaul thing.
Well, that's still my bet.
I don't know what it is. All right, best original song, The Fire Inside,
Dance the Night Away,
I'm Just Ken, It Never Went Away, Wajaje, and What Was I Made For.
I mean, I'm gonna say Killers of the Flower Moon for me.
You think that's gonna win?
Honestly, it's not going to be I'm Just Ken. it's been memed too much. I could see What Was I Made For. I think I could see if Killer so the Flower Moon doesn't get as many wins, that it would get this. I'm sticking with Killers of the Flower Moon.
I'm going to do I'm Just Ken.
All right. I'll do What Was I Made For, just to split it up, because it's definitely going to be Barbie, I think. Best Original Score, American Fiction, Indiana Jones, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things.
I mean, Oppenheimer.
Yeah, I'm going Oppenheimer, too.
Yeah, I think we're all going Oppenheimer.
It's a beautiful. I mean, all of them were good. I mean, out of the ones I've seen have beautiful scores, including Indiana Jones. But, I mean, that score.
Killers of the Flower Moon is my favorite score.
Kicking. It's close. It's close.
It's the only one that I listen to in the car.
Dude, when you're in
makeup
and
hairstyling,
listening to Oppenheimer soundtrack's pretty great.
Makeup and hairstyling. Golda, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, Society of the Snow.
Poor
Things. We gotta give it to the nose, right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that.
No, I'm saying Poor Things, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I would hope so. Stuart, Jake, Matt, I would hope so. All right, film editing. Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things.
I think it's going to be Oppenheimer, but my personal one is Killers of the Flower Moon.
I'm gonna go with
Jake.
This
is another one I could see Killers of the Flower Moon getting.
All right, I'm gonna put Stuart down for Killers of the Flower Moon.
It's great. It's well
edited.
I'll
mix it up. I mean, because I do think Oppenheimer is gonna win, but I'll put Anatomy of a Fall. Best documentary short. Yeah, you know what? How about we skip these?
Why don't you read it for me, buddy?
Absolutely not. How about we skip these two documentary?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Let me delete these rows. Delete rows. All right. Best costume design. Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things.
I'd say Poor Things.
Yeah, I think it's going to be between Barbie or Poor Things, but I'd prefer Poor Things.
Killers of the Flower Moon is very deserving, but I think because of, like,
I'm going to put Oppenheimer.
Weirdness. I mean, it had great costume design.
Oppenheimer's probably the safest bet on any
I don't know
category.
If that's true.
All right. Best Cinematography, El Conde, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Poor Things.
Man. It's between Killers or Oppenheimer for me.
Yeah, I go Oppenheimer on that one.
I'm going to do Killers. It's probably Oppenheimer.
I mean, it's probably Oppenheimer. Yeah. Do you want to switch to Oppenheimer, Jake?
No, I'll stay with Killers.
All right. Best production design. Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things.
Poor Things for me.
It's either Poor Things or Barbie for me. I think I could see Barbie taking it.
Yeah, this seems like Barbie's award.
I could see Barbie, actually, but I'm going to stick with
Poor
Barbie? Things. I'm going to stick with Poor, because Poor Things is going to have to get something. It's too good.
All right, best animated feature film.
Spider-Man.
The Boy and the Heron, Elemental, Nimona, Robot Dreams, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Spider-Man for me. But that's just because I haven't seen the others.
The Boy and the Heron. I haven't seen it, but I'm going to guess that.
I haven't seen it either, but I'm going to guess it. Best international feature film. What do you guys think? Io Capitano, Perfect Days, Society of the Snow, The Teacher's Lounge, or the only film nominated for also Best Picture, The Zone of Interest.
Do you think that they should be able to be in two categories like that?
What do you mean?
Like in Best Picture and International Feature?
Yeah,
like
of course.
See, but I think there's so many incredible international films. Why not give it to one that's not nominated for Best Feature?
That doesn't make any sense.
What do you
mean? No, I get where Stuart's coming from. But
there's so many international zone of interest.
I think they should just get rid of this award specifically.
I mean, I agree with you, but I feel like if anything, though, like if you're already going to be minimizing how many international films
I think they should get rid of this category because they're already trying to like, hey, we are the international voice of movies because obviously Parasite and So I think they should just get rid of this award category.
But I'm
category.
Saying for this specific year, do you think Zone of Interest should be in both?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Perfect Days just because it didn't get the other one.
All right. So Stuart's going to lose this award.
That's okay.
I hope you're right, Stuart.
Best Director, Justine Triet. I love how this spreadsheet called the director Justine Triet, which is kind of funny because they're the only woman in this category. Justine Triet, Anatomy of a Fall, Martin Scorsese for Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, Christopher Nolan, Yorgo Lanthimos for Poor Things, and Jonathan Glazer, The Zone of Interest.
I mean, I'm saying Nolan, and I hope he wins it because I don't think he'll be in this category again unless he's sticking to more serious topics.
What do you think, Jake?
Put me down for Poor Things.
It's a good one. I feel like any director could win this one.
I know. It's
yeah, they're all good.
The only one good. I don't think... Well, I haven't seen it, I guess. I haven't seen Anatomy of a Fall, but I could see like those other four are like have gotten so much chatter that like...
Hasn't Scorsese won for Best Picture already?
He's never won Best Director, I think. No, I think he won Best Director for The Departed.
Yeah, I think that's
I was about
like
to say he won
one.
For something. Give one to Nolan. Nolan needs one.
No, actually, you know what? I'm looking this up right now. I have a feeling he's never won Best Director.
If he's never, I would be happy if he got it. But if he's won one, I say give it to Nolan.
I think they should just give it to Spielberg.
Yeah, just give it to Spielberg. ET was great. Here you go.
I love Jaws. Do it.
Maybe he did win for Best Director.
I think it was Best Director for Departed.
I think it won Best Picture too.
Did it
right?
win Best Picture? No,
I could picture him being nominated for
it. It was only like, one or the other. I don't think he won both.
Did he win Director for Goodfellas?
No.
No?
No. That I don't.
I think Martin Scorsese has one Oscar.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's absolutely crazy. If that's true, he definitely deserves it.
He's only won. Yeah, he's only won.
2007 Best Director.
Best Director for that one movie.
Okay.
He's been nominated like a shit ton. Well, I mean, considering him.
Considering all the movies he should have been nominated for.
It's not a lot, but it is a lot. For any other director to have this many nominations would be crazy, but for him... You know.
Yeah, it seems low.
I'm sticking with Nolan.
I think Nolan's going to win. Best Supporting Actress, we have Emily Blunt in Oppenheimer, Danielle Brooks in The Color Purple, America Ferrera in Barbie, Jodie Foster in Naiad, or Divine Joy Randolph in The Holdovers.
I'm going Divine, son.
Same.
All right. All three of us in that one, in that person's pocket. Best Actress, Annette Bening in Naiad, Lily Gladstone in Killers of the Flower Moon, Sandra Hüller in Anatomy of a Fall, Carey Mulligan in Maestro, Emma Stone in Poor Things.
Stacked category. Yeah, I was going to say stacked category, but I'd give it to Lily. But out of the ones I've seen, Carey and Emma Stone are also very worthy of it.
I want Lily Gladstone to win so badly. I'm worried Emma Stone will win. She's very deserving of it, but I just thought
Lily Gladstone
is
amazing.
So good.
Yeah, I agree.
Best Supporting Actor, Sterling K. Brown in American Fiction, Robert De Niro in Killers of the Flower Moon, Robert Downey Jr. in Oppenheimer, Ryan Gosling in Barbie, or Mark Ruffalo in Poor Things.
Man, shout out to that whole category too. Holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it's a nuts category.
I go Robert Downey.
Yeah, I'm going to do Robert Downey as well. Damn, look at us.
Yeah, it's a big one. I'm going Robert Downey Jr. as well. Best Actor, Bradley Cooper in Maestro, Colman Domingo in Rustin, Paul Giamatti in The Holdovers, Cillian Murphy in Oppenheimer, and Jeffrey Wright in American Fiction.
Stacked again.
All right, Stuart, for Cillian Murphy, you can put that down.
I mean, here's the thing. I'd say Cillian Murphy, but I could totally... I mean, Paul Giamatti's never won.
I'm going to put my name under
Paul Giamatti's so goddamn good
I would
in
love
The Holdovers
to see him win.
That I could... I might say I love Cillian Murphy. If Cillian Murphy wins it, I'd be happy for him. He's amazing in
Oppenheimer. Who do you think is going to win?
I think Paul Giamatti might take it, and it'd be very deserving. He's so fucking good in The Holdovers.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to put Cillian Murphy then. I was expecting everyone to say Cillian Murphy, so I was going to do Paul Giamatti, but everyone said Paul Giamatti. So I'm doing Cillian Murphy.
Oh, okay.
I just want Paul Giamatti to win so badly.
I think I'd prefer him.
I thought
winning,
it was for who we think will win, isn't it?
It is.
And
I think Killian Murphy's going to win.
Slash want to win.
I mean, Killian Murphy's great. Well deserved. I just, I can see Paul Giamatti getting it.
And Best Picture, we have American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, The Zone of Interest.
Boppenheimer.
What do you think is going to win, Stu?
I'd love it to be Past Lives, but I know it won't, unfortunately. And Killers of the Flower Moon, I could see it.
Yeah, move
but...
me to Killers of the Flower Moon. Just so we're not on the same page.
I would be
game.
So
keep
happy.
This interesting.
I would be so happy, dude.
I could see Killers getting it. Especially if Killers didn't win anywhere else, I could see it getting it.
I think the most likely, in my opinion, would be Killers, Oppenheimer, or Zone of Interest. Once again, haven't seen Zone of Interest, but the way people have been talking about it, I could easily see.
The Holdovers would be great, too. God damn it. I should have drank before this podcast.
Stuart's drinking straight gin, by the way, everyone.
Oh, that's rude. You don't have to say that.
You already said it.
I didn't have to say it, but I did.
That's fucking
weird. You already said you were drinking gin.
Did I say gin? Maybe
yeah.
I did. I don't fucking care anymore. All right.
Which one are you picking?
Don't yell at me. This is hard. I love them all, and I'm trying to think which one I think they will pick.
Just put Stuart's name on Barbie and let's call it.
Nah.
Dude,
that'd be funny.
Hillary Clinton, please
you
make it happen.
If it was Barbie, I would laugh. I'm probably gonna stick with Oppenheimer just because Nolan has never been nominated really until now. I'll do it. I'll say Oppenheimer as well.
I like Oppenheimer a lot, and I think it'll probably win. So I'll go.
I loved it. It's a great movie.
Although, Zone of Interest, Past Lives, Poor Things, Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, those are all movies I would put above it.
Well, I mean, you don't like Christopher Nolan, so that makes sense.
Yeah, I do. I like all of his movies.
I'm kidding. I honestly would love Past Lives to take it. That would be the one I would pick.
That'd be cool, man. I'm shocked.
I don't think it will.
I don't think it will, but yeah, I would love it.
That movie is so beautiful. It is just a beautiful movie.
That movie wrecks me.
Stuart, who do you see yourself as in that movie? this is like a fucked up thing to ask.
Probably
someone.
Like unnamed character in the background of the bar.
Hey, me too. Yeah. Me, Jake, and Stuart.
us three at a no, table in the background.
We're those guys. We're the people at the beginning of the movie, like looking
what
at
the
them, thinking, "Hey, who do you think those people
no,
are?"
No, you know, when the guys when they're out drinking late, and the guy looks all depressed or whatever. We're the friends being like, "What's wrong? Why are you so depressed?"
Nah,
and then we just keep drinking and get trashed.
There's nothing to be depressed about, man. There's like a million fish in the sea.
That's a good fucking point. And then Steven is the main.
Steven's the main character.
The main Korean character.
He stayed in Japan to pursue his dreams and get rich, and he did.
I think they're from Korea.
Or Korea, excuse me. My apologies. But you know what, though? I genuinely, though... Fucking phenomenal movie.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, all of the ones at the end, I mean, nominated that I've seen are great movies, but that one just...
Dude, I thought it was a fucked up conversation to have in front of someone who has, like, a basic understanding of Korean. I was like, this is fucking, like, towing a fucking line.
It just handled everything so beautifully. They wrote her husband not to be just paper cut American.
Well, I mean, they make fun of that in the movie.
They do, but I'm saying though, they could that's the thing. The movie could have taken some easy ways out without wholly hurting the film, but she did not. Celine Song, you were robbed. Absolutely robbed.
Yeah, I'd like to see Hillary Clinton acknowledge her.
Yeah, fuck you, Hillary. I'll say it again.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Eat shit, Hillary.
I mean, I will say this. As someone who liked Barbie, it got plenty of recognition here. I got two fucking songs in the music category alone. I mean, the movie definitely... Like, if I was in any movie that got nominated for Best Picture, I'd be stoked out of my mind.
If you were in any movie that you were nominated for in Best Picture?
Like, if I was Barbie this year and say they only got the nomination for Best Picture, I would still be thrilled. Like, holy shit. We got nominated for Best Picture. And, like, the discourse has been like, oh, well, it didn't get enough. But I'm like that with any.
Yeah,
movie.
I see what you mean. Yeah, dude, I don't get it, man.
This might be some stupid. Random babblings. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
It's okay. God. No, I agree with you.
No, it made sense to me.
I think people need to fucking grow up. I'm sorry your popcorn pleaser didn't win or get nominated for all the Oscars.
Like, and for the ones that fall into that, Godzilla didn't. Okay. Come on. Sorry.
This is like when people would get mad that Marvel movies weren't nominated for stuff, and most sane people would be like, yeah, because.
Come on. Like,
yeah, like, I mean, not that they're bad movies, but like, God, it's hard because I fucking hate the Oscars too. It drives me crazy. I think they all just sniff their own farts and everything. But like, they'd be so much dumber if they sniffed their own farts, but they were talking about Marvel movies while doing it.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be embarrassing.
Yeah, I do think Dark Knight and Logan are worthy of it.
Could you have imagined there are exceptions. If Joker won anything?
Joker did.
Yeah, I guess Joaquin Phoenix won.
Joaquin Phoenix won, and I thought that was very well deserved.
Yeah, like
Joker's a good movie.
There are definitely exceptions from superhero movies that have come out over the years, like the typical MCU. Yeah, when people get mad about like MCU movies not getting nominated, like yeah, I won't go too much further than that. But there are a lot of MCU movies that I remember people were up in arms about not getting nominations, and it's like yeah, because it was an incredibly corporate made. Film that was like designed, it was like created by a committee, not by I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to take away the work that people put in these films, but goddamn, man.
I mean, but you're not wrong. Like, a lot of people work hard on these movies that are designed to, like, I mean, and I think it worked. Like, when the actors went on strike, there were all those fucking nerds on the internet who created like AI made memes where it was like Iron Man fighting protesters and stuff. Strikers, like it was Iron Man and people were like, you should be happy to write Marvel movies, and it's like, this is fucking stupid. And this is I'm not sure if Disney was setting out to be like, hey, let's turn the masses against the people that create stuff, but like, dude, if companies could get away with making all AI shit and no one would complain, they'd fucking
especially like Disney.
Oh yeah, dude, they would turn that shit out like crazy.
Yeah,
but and I'm sure, and I'm sure Kevin Feige is not one of those people. Like, I'm sure Kevin Feige like legitimately wants, like he's obviously not the villain here. Like, I think it's he's been capitalism.
He's been around with Marvel even before the Disney stuff.
Oh yeah, but I mean, the thing is it's just like we're not against the people, any of the people. We're just against like
the system,
corporate,
man.
Yeah, the system that is created like.
We need more
explosions.
People
don't give a fuck who Iron Man is. They just like Iron Man. Like, that's what sucks. And that's why they don't get anything worth anything at the Oscars, is because the people who are voting on the Oscars are the actors that the MCU is like actively trying to edge out, you know? So, I don't know. Like, it's so fucking silly to think... Like, there are definitely those people that I've seen in various industries that I used to work in who are like, these movies are at the forefront of culture and to ignore them is fucking... And it's like, dude, the Oscars are an industry show of actors who aren't in the Marvel movies. Like,
also, like, just because something is at the forefront of culture doesn't mean it also needs awards that, like... Something like the Oscars, you know, like maybe it's better to do movies that aren't at the forefront of culture. So people will see, maybe that they'll hear about like, oh, I want to know what Zone of Interest is about. I should check that out. You know, like get people interested in, I hate saying this, but films that are more enriching, you know?
I mean, dude, you're not wrong though. I mean, like, I mean, for some people, Marvel movies are very enriching, and they
if you're fill a them shallow with life. Moron, sure.
Yeah, but I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I agree with you to an extent, but also people need heroes, and I understand when someone wants or feels good because they idolize Iron Man, and I know that can be silly when it's an adult, but also I have compassion for that person. But also, like, I invite that person to experience other movies that exemplify life and to go out and have real experiences. And like, touch past grass. Lives is an exactly. Past Lives is the touch grass of movies. It's there's so much out there, and
there's nothing wrong with enjoying both.
Yeah,
but and don't I be hope, hurt I when yours doesn't get nominated by a select group of people.
I hope movies that are created by people are never gone, and I think that's fucking scary.
I don't think they will be.
Have you seen some of the AI shit though?
That stuff sketchy.
It's going around. People were making AI clips that like looked. I mean, they looked like AI, but they didn't look that bad considering, they used to look awful. Like, do you remember those AI videos that we'd send around that was like they'd play that Fortnite song or whatever and you'd send a picture to it and the mouth would move? We have Stuart doing one. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Like, do you remember how dog shit those look? Now they look significantly better than that. And it's been like, 2 years or something?
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Yeah,
AI is scary in general.
Anyway, all that to say, I also hate the Oscars. The Oscars are dumb.
I like it when it's a good year. Most years it is not a good year, but like 2019 was fun because that was like...
I think it depends on the year as well as how they handle.
Yeah, so 2019 was a really good year. I loved it. Lots of really great movies, and it was fun whenever a movie won anything. And then it was the Parasite surprise, and that was really fun. But yeah, it might be boring this year, even though it was such a good year, because Oppenheimer might just walk away with everything, and then it's just like, why are we watching this?
I mean, I guess you could. Yeah, I guess that's true. There's been plenty of years where one movie is sweeped for the most part.
Dude, I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
No, I know.
Sorry.
I'm just making the... No, oh, God.
I'm just saying it's not fun to watch a movie sweep.
No. Unless it's a movie people are rooting against.
Oh, that is funny. Yeah.
Oh, like then the Sound of Freedom or whatever it's called?
Oh, I don't know about that. But if it was like... You know, a movie in there that like nobody thought would win and then it wins everything. Like, yeah, I would think it's funny. Like,
give all the awards to the holdovers. That'd be great.
That would be amazing and well deserved as well. Like, if Barbie cleared house, that would be a little like,
oh, I'd hate that.
Yeah, see what I mean? It's like, oh. But it would catch you off. It would catch me off guard, though.
I'm not on social media anymore, and I would hear the people being like, yeah, we win, like
yeah, but you know, but Barbie was, you know, it was definitely it was a fun
do you
movie.
Remember that fucking guy who got really mad when Parasite won?
Who?
He actually had the same argument you have, Stuart, about foreign film, how you shouldn't be allowed to win best foreign film and best picture at the same award show. And he was like really mad. And he's like, what does Parasite have to do with the world that we live in today when Joker is a perfect example of the man keeping us down? It's just this idiot who doesn't know anything.
But that's not my argument at all.
You do argue that you shouldn't be allowed to win both awards.
But not for that reason.
No, I'm just saying.
I think
I'm
it's because
saying.
Then there's another amazing international film that goes unnoticed because this movie has two spots.
I don't agree with that.
That's fine, Matt. I'm just telling you, like, I think the more films celebrated, the better. And you can think, oh, well, only one should have it. You clearly don't.
My bigger issue.
I do just want one movie to win.
I don't think a British film should be an international feature for some reason.
Well, I agree with you on that, but also like
I'm just like, well,
but like
this sounds bad, but it's like, well, they speak English, therefore it's not international.
But like for like Zone of Interest, like I'm sure it's a great movie, and they're saying it's great enough that it should be in the Best Picture category. Fantastic. So why can't another movie have a chance at Best International Film?
Like that seems like such. It does have a chance.
There, it doesn't, because that's taken a spot, Matt.
I mean, but it does. It still has a chance. Are you saying that?
So you're saying it more like, oh, well, it'll win that award instead, so it's okay.
No, I'm saying that Best International Feature Film at this point is a stupid award.
I agree that it's a stupid award, but
especially
that's
when you are like opening up the floodgates to the entire world.
But
generally,
but why would you not in that same category want there to be a film that was just as deserving of being recognized?
I mean, they're all being recognized, but also it's just an awards show.
You say that, but that at the same, but I'm saying though, for a thing that celebrates film, I'm just saying it takes a slot away from another movie. Like another great, right. There's so many incredible international films out there. But like, so why, if it was good enough to be in Best? I mean, like, I agree with you. It shouldn't be a category.
But I, the thing I'm saying is that, like, I don't think anyone is being hurt by that.
I don't think it's
hurting anything. Because I think people who like international movies, they go out of their way to find the best international movies. And they released the short list of all the, like, I think it's like 20 movies in each category or whatever. I don't
agree with that, because that's still great publicity for a film.
Being nominated for
an Oscar is a big deal.
I know.
Whether people, so I'm saying.
But
Zone of
so
Interest, and this that, isn't a, but you're making it sound like, well, Zone of Interest needs to be able to win, so it's cool that it's also in that category.
I mean, okay, but listen, I think it's fucking stupid when, like Taylor Swift loses the Best Female Artist Award at the Grammys. I don't know if that's an award, but this has happened. Beyonce beats her in this category, but then doesn't beat her with the same albums in Album of the Year. That doesn't make any fucking sense. So, like, if you were to put Zone of Interest in that category and it for it to lose, but then it to win Best Movie is, like, silly. Like, what is even the point of those distinctions at that point?
Well, because
so I just think, like, it's not worth getting upset about.
Well, because it seems more like they put it there because, hey, you could almost assume, hey, whatever was also in to both categories is going to get the international, where I think if the movie's already considered just as good as the others, which it probably is,
that's also putting that if you're saying that it's just as good as all the Best Picture films, then it shouldn't be included in the worse international films.
No,
then at that
I'm
point,
saying
that's what it looks like.
No, I'm saying
it's all a PR thing, man. Like,
I know it's a PR thing, but I'm just saying if you're already nominated for Best Picture and you have a whole international films category to celebrate other films around the world that may not get quite as much recognition in America as those other films. I mean, Zone of Interest has been pretty prominently displayed now. Why would you not give that opportunity to another movie that's just as deserving that's international?
Well, I think the reason is that Zone of Interest being in that award category makes people want to see who wins that award category. Like, I mean, like, sure, I agree with you that, like, it would be cool if they stood up there and listed 200 movies that are really good and you should watch.
That's not what I'm saying.
But, like, I think it's disingenuous if they don't include the best international feature film in best international feature film. That's just my point.
I mean, I understand the point why. I think that it's unfortunate for other filmmakers and stuff like that that could have a spot of also being seen.
I mean, they're all being seen.
But I'm saying though, when you get an Oscar nom, that is definitely a privilege, and it gets a name of a movie out there where maybe some people wouldn't hear about it. And I'm saying that one spot where Zone of Interest is in twice could be some international film that other people maybe haven't heard of, and they're like, oh, I wonder what that is. That's cool.
But why does Zone of Interest get punished because it's also being nominated for Best Picture is what I'm like.
Well, why is it a punishment that it may lose the biggest category of the night? Why is that a punishment?
Saying, but what you're saying is that so it can lose the best category, but it can't then, win the category that it's eligible for.
So, like, so what you're saying is they made a category so that the one that's also in Best Picture wins.
No.
That's kind of what you're saying.
Because sometimes no international feature film gets nominated for Best Picture.
Matt, there's a category full of them that we just went through. What are we talking about?
No, but sometimes there are no international films nominated for Best Picture.
Okay.
So
how does that negate what I'm saying?
I could be drunk
and I'm not picking this up. That's totally fine.
Well, I'm just confused now because, like, what I'm saying is that Jake's fallen asleep. But
sorry, Jake.
I'm disassociating. I was actually going to say, I forgot about Saltburn. That didn't get any nominations.
It didn't.
Totally none.
Which some people might call a snub. I'd be like, yeah, okay. Like,
I dug Saltburn.
I liked it.
You know what?
I just didn't.
I think
it.
It's ridiculous that Saltburn isn't recognized in Best International Film, but Zone of Interest gets to.
Oh,
that's ridiculous.
No, let's not talk about this anymore. I tried to change the subject and you just brought us right back to it.
I like how you're like making this like, ah, Stuart thinks another film should be able to be celebrated. Ah,
no, I agree. Like, but that's not the Oscars. That's not the Oscars, and it never has been, it never will be. And I totally agree with you. But like,
never say never.
The people who care about the movies will seek it out, and they know Godzilla Minus One is one of the best international films of 2023, despite not being nominated.
I'm not even talking about Godzilla.
No, I'm not saying
talking
you are.
About, like,
I'm just saying the people who really care will find these films. The people who don't care will not watch any nominee from Best International Film.
Sure, but I'm also saying, though, that there are going to be those people that hear a name and go, oh, that was nominated.
Well,
I should check that out.
Well, everyone, sure, we are at the one-hour mark, which is the end of the Nuclear Fridge.
I mean, I agree with
episode 100 and whatever.
I wasn't even recording this whole episode. I just realized.
You're lying.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I was about to say, that'd be a funny way to end the podcast. I'm sorry. I love Matt very much.
I love you too, man.
I'm not even trying to argue.
I'm just trying to like make you realize why you're so. No, I'm just kidding.
bro, I gotta eat dinner. I gotta eat dinner. Let's wrap this up.
I mean,
you could catch us on.
I mean, we have already wrapped it up. I'll stop it.
Twister.
Anyway. You and I both agree. Let's finish this up. You and
yes,
I both agree.
Yes.
More films being recognized is a good thing.
Yes.
I'm just saying, fuck the Oscars. That's not. They're never going to be the movie thing that we want. Anyway.
Fair enough.
I've had some beer. You've had some gin.
I have a lot of gin.
I need some food.
Jacob needs some food. He's got an empty stomach.
I'm the grumpy one here. I got to eat.
He's the real grumpy one.
I apologize, Jake, and I apologize to the listeners.
Don't
if
apologize.
Come
isn't
off
that,
as,
no, the argument is
doesn't apologize
that's what people want. The argument
I don't
doesn't
want
people.
I said already that I'm sorry and I love you. I said that.
All right. I'm sorry and I love you too, buddy.
Yeah,
all right,
no,
bye.
I
see you next week.